This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Man, I'm all nervous now about getting to Syracuse, New York in time to teach my class. I was expecting to be on campus and able to watch the eclipse from Syracuse, from Newhouse School of Public Communications, which is where I went to school. I got my master's degree there and where I will be teaching my second class, second spring in a row that I'm teaching my class. I'm supposed to meet my students on Monday afternoon. Also supposed to talk to the facilities people and the tech people because they're going to help me set up in a studio and make sure that our equipment works for tomorrow night's show, for Monday night's show, following the men's national championship. And I was planning on leaving around 11:30 Eastern time from my home in New Jersey because the drive's 3.5 hours. I thought, all right, that'll get me there in plenty of time. Except now I'm a little nervous. I think I'm going to have to leave earlier than that. Maybe just get home, pack my stuff, and get on the road. Oy, that's rough. I have no other choice, though. I have to go. I didn't really think about the fact that there would be people flocking to Western New York. Syracuse is farther east than Rochester and Buffalo and Erie and blah, blah, blah. So I don't take the thruway all the way up. I don't go to Albany and then essentially take a left. It's way out of my way. So I go kind of the long angle of the triangle, but now I'm nervous. At least I have the glasses, but I'm not going to drive with them. I'm going to have to
see from the car.
I've got to be to Syracuse before this happens because I can't be in the car. Number one, number two, I've got students. Oh no, this is going to stress me out.
Do you have a place where you can like settle once you get there, no matter what time you
get
there?
Yeah, I have a hotel room booked for me. I've got the school books rooms for me while I'm on campus teaching. So these 4 Mondays in a row, I'm really thankful that I don't have to leave right away after, because that would be stinky. Could you imagine the mass exodus from Western New York?
It seems like it's going to be a nightmare.
Not just Western New York. Yeah, it's New England. It's Northern New England. Friends of mine have sent me photos of the traffic in New Hampshire going north. She lives in New Hampshire, and she's got people all around her in her town where they're getting 97%. They're still going north because they want to see the total eclipse of the heart. And so they've got traffic out the wazoo. That was on Sunday, which makes me want to poke a fork in my eye. But I thought people would all be in place. I didn't realize there would still be traffic on Monday for the eclipse. I thought it would be too late for that.
Right, if you're going up there for this occasion,
you better get your rear
and
gear
now.
Exactly. You wouldn't be waiting. But I understand. So our trucker friend who called us, he's been driving overnight from Boston and is headed to Rochester, New York. And he says that the roads are jammed. I did notice a ton more traffic on our commute into New York City tonight. That's for sure. A lot more traffic than what you would typically get on a Sunday during the school year. Now, once we get to summer, all bets are off. But on a Sunday night during the school year, you generally don't have the kind of traffic we had tonight. So I think people are coming in to say, oh, I saw it in New York City. There's all kinds of watch parties all over the country, especially in the path of the total eclipse. So path of totality. No wonder people are freaking out. It sounds a bit doomsday-ish.
Well, did you see MLB the Yankees were scheduled to play at 2 o'clock. They had this whole solar eclipse day. They were giving out T-shirts for the eclipse.
Yes.
And MLB, Rob Manfred, decided that, I don't know, that wasn't a good idea. It was unsafe, I guess. So they pushed the game now to 6 o'clock Eastern instead of 2 o'clock.
I think that's ridiculous. They have lights at Yankee Stadium. What's the big deal? Just put the lights on.
It's also just 4 minutes. Just stop playing for 4 minutes, watch it, and then get back on the field.
Good point.
What's going to happen?
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Love to hear from you. Some of you are sending us your solar eclipse stories, your plans for Monday. So definitely find us on either Facebook or Twitter, After Hours CBS. Some people are saying they're going to use leave or time off, PTO, and they're going to make sure they're outside to see it. I think it's really neat if you're in the path of it. You don't have to go anywhere, but you have to prepare for this mass influx of people from all over the country who have decided that this is their last chance. Their last chance to see another North American solar eclipse. And there will be another one in what, the 40s, 2044?
Right, 2044.
But the next one that goes over North America, I heard, isn't until 2079.
Oh, I'm actually not sure. I thought that was the next North American one. I guess not.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay, there's some distinction between the one in 2044 and the one in 2079. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. You all are cracking me up with your posts on our social media. Suzanne says, I'm in Seattle. It's supposed to be cloudy. That's the worst. Oh, gosh. I saw a tweet as well that came to me, which I have to share with you. This has got to be the biggest fear for people who are making long treks to see the eclipse. See if I can find it here. Hold on. I got it. Oh my gosh, I got more tweets than I thought. Conrad, an hour ago, my parents went to Perth, Australia to watch the last total eclipse, only for it to be fully cloudy and they couldn't see it where they were. Could you imagine? You travel halfway across the world for a total eclipse and it's cloudy.
That's could you travel further to try to see it from the U.S. than to Australia? I don't
no.
think so.
Oh, and, my goodness. I love the photos of the last one. In fact, I have a few. Maybe I'll share some of them because I have a couple that are liked on my Twitter. And one of them has the total eclipse right above the Empire State Building. It's a pretty freaking cool shot that a photographer just had the perfect angle to get the eclipse. And it looks like it's sitting on top of the Empire State Building. So I can imagine there are some really amazing views from the air too. Like think about people who have booked flights so that they can be. What if you're on the wrong side of the plane?
Right. If you don't see the
sun. Oh my God. Could you imagine?
I guess they just got to do some sort of like loop in the sky, right? That's not fair. Because
let's just commandeer a Delta jet or whatever it is. And let's see if we can get the pilots to do a loop around. Just do a 360 in the air.
You gotta.
Is that legal?
I don't know. I'm not air traffic control, but maybe. I've seen.
It reminds me of Top Gun when Maverick asked for permission to buzz the tower.
Which he didn't get, but he did it anyway.
Yeah,
right?
he did it anyway. Oh, yeah.
I've seen these things where people are like, it's like a viewing party in the sky, like by Delta. So they go up and that's, so if you buy that ticket and you don't get to see it, that doesn't.
Maybe if it's specifically for a viewing party, then the airline has accommodated and they're doing almost like a joyride flight where you do
a couple of loops.
Oh my gosh. Not loops around the sun. Don't mislead people. You're not going around the sun. You're just doing you're essentially doing an entire circle in the plane so everyone can see it. But still though, do you turn around, hang out there for 5 minutes? I mean, the plane isn't stationary. It's not a hang glider. It's actually moving.
And what if you're on the aisle? You can't really see it as well as someone in the middle.
I think that's a really strange idea.
Not the best place to see the eclipse.
No, I'm not thinking.
A plane full of people with the glasses on. I don't know.
That would be the best sleeping, though. If you're someone who can sleep on planes, which I'm not, part of the reason is because of the light. The rest is because of the noise. But if you're... if you've got these glasses on, nothing gets through.
No.
In fact, I might save these for traveling purposes. You know, some people wear an eye patch or an eye mask. I think I'm going to wear these solar eclipse glasses because they are dark. They're better than darkened shades. What if I start wearing them during the daytime after work? That might be a game changer.
Just don't drive.
Could you imagine me rolling over and smushing the glasses? They are relatively flimsy, I guess, because they're supposed to be one-use glasses.
Yeah. Well, we got to save those for the next eclipse. You think those will be good in 2044?
Do you think we'll still be talking then?
Yeah, I think so.
It's 40 years from now.
It is.
You're going to be old by then. Oh, I don't, yeah, sorry. I don't know where I got that from. But you are going to be old by then.
Yeah, older.
How many kids do you think you'll have by then?
Oh, my gosh.
Let's talk to Mike, who's in New Jersey. Mike, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Mike the Fan from South Jersey. How you doing?
I'm good.
Listen, I'm so happy for Dawn Staley and her crew. I met Dawn in 2004 when she was coach at Temple. Mm-hmm. Or again in 2015 when she was at South Carolina. She brought her girls to Myrtle Beach for a tournament. So I'm so happy for them.
Yeah, she's a class act. And definitely put heart, soul, blood, sweat, and tears into this one. And I mean, the emotion came pouring out of her the second that the final buzzer sounded.
John Calipari, I think he wanted a fresh start. You know, he left Massachusetts and went to Memphis. Did he go to the pros for a short period of time and then go to Kentucky, or did he just go right from Memphis to Kentucky?
No, he was with the New Jersey Nets for a time.
Okay.
Remember that auspicious stop on his career?
Yeah, I couldn't remember where he went. I thought he went to the pros for a little bit of time. I think he just wanted a fresh start. You know what I mean? I'm glad he stayed with the SEC or the ACC. You know what I mean? I'm happy for John. I'm not happy for the kids that came to Kentucky expecting to play for him more than 1 year. You know, the incoming freshmen and stuff. But that's life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the transfer portal will take care of that.
Well, I got a meeting in 1 minute this morning with our vice president, Camille Harris. She's coming to Philadelphia. I owe her an apology. And so I'm going to give it to her in person because in Twitter years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, don't care.
I'm at the Masters Wednesday and Thursday.
Have fun. Sounds
I
like you get around.
On Sunday. I turn 63 on Sunday. I'll be with my sister.
Next weekend?
Yeah, the 14th of April. I turned 63, and I haven't seen my sister since 2013.
Oh, I hope it's a beautiful reunion.
Bad times. I had some hard times I went through.
I think that's pretty standard for humans. Mike, thank you, and happy early birthday.
Thank you.
855-212-4227. Let's talk to Kevin, who's in Buffalo, where apparently it's about to be a total eclipse of the heart. I'm a little bit nervous about heading that direction, though I'm not quite going to Buffalo. Kevin, what's it like there?
Well, right now it's dark, but it's going to be dark in a few more hours.
No, I kind of meant the buzz, the electricity.
Oh, it's nuts. It's absolutely crazy. I think people are overdoing it.
Oh, okay.
And one of the big problems is going to be like when a football game gets out and everybody heads for their cars and there's just gridlock.
Oh, man.
So once the eclipse is over, that's what's going to happen. They're talking about 1 million people coming into Western New York.
Oh,
I can't
my
see
gosh.
It. I can't see it. There's no way this area could handle 1 million people. So I hope they're talking about the area south of Toronto, too, that where people are coming into. I coach softball, and so our school is closed.
Oh, my
There's
goodness.
Businesses closed. They're closing off the parking lots because people, they're afraid of people coming in from out of town and looking for a place that would be unobstructed to view the eclipse. So they're looking at school parking lots. It's just crazy. It's just absolutely
wow.
Nuts.
So does this feel then way more in terms of the hype and the the total craziness than even Buffalo Bills game?
Well, I think they're hyping it big time just to make sure that people can be safe and people can get in and out of places.
So did you get your gas then?
I'm sorry?
Did you get your gas?
You know, the thing is, if you go to Niagara Falls on the American side, there's very few parking spots by the American Falls.
Okay.
So you're going to have to park in the city streets and everything else. They're even stopping metro buses during the totality.
Wow.
It's crazy.
What's the big deal? All these vehicles have lights.
I understand, but I have no idea. They're even handing out glasses during the buses. I think it's overblown. I think it's crazy. And so we'll see.
Well, you know what happens when our society gets a hold of something and the hype rises to a level that we can barely keep up. But I do think it's interesting. So many people are nervous about the actual moments, what, 4 minutes of darkness. First of all,
exactly.
We have darkness every day. Why is darkness so scary all of a sudden?
Because it happens in the middle of the day, that's why.
Well, yeah, but think about it. If you get a really terrible storm, lake effect snow, or just an incredible thunderstorm, the skies go pretty dark for a bit. I just don't understand why that's so scary to people. Every vehicle has lights on it.
It's 4 minutes, and I had to cancel my practice, and we're about to start the softball season.
I'm absolutely crazy. I'm so sorry. I'm just hoping I make it to Syracuse in one piece in time for my class. My gosh.
Oh, give the kids a break.
Well, it's my first class.
That's okay. The kids will love you forever.
Oh, uh-huh.
Have a good one,
Thank
Amy.
You, Kevin, for the scene set. Let's talk to Jim, who's in Rochester. Jim, what's it like there?
On Sunday, sunrise to sunset, it was blue skies the entire day.
Nice.
So they expect very high clouds to come in right around 1 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And stay throughout, let's say, 4 p.m.
I did hear that might affect the eclipse because there are such high clouds, but that it still should be fair viewing.
Correct. The tip I gave Jay, in Rochester proper, you're going to get like 3 minutes, 30 seconds of totality.
Mm-hmm.
I would give that up if you head a little bit west, or I'm sorry, east.
East. To Syracuse?
A line going not that far.
No.
So halfway between Rochester and Syracuse,
yep.
You might be 30 seconds of totality. So the further... I would shoot for like 3 minutes of totality. So if you go on the NASA website,
mm-hmm.
They'll have high quality lines. So, but the further east you go, the less traffic you're going to encounter going back to Syracuse.
Well, thank goodness, because that's what I need. I'm seriously nervous. I was planning on leaving after, I don't know, 3-4 hour nap, but it doesn't seem like I should be taking a nap. I might just need to refill my coffee mug and get on the road. That's scary.
Yeah, just to let you know, in 2017, I drove from Rochester to Carbondale, Illinois, and 4 hours before totality, it was a complete gridlock on the highway. But stay on the country roads.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the tip.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. By the way, Jim, my very first job in radio was in Rochester, New York. My first commercial job.
Wow. That's
How about
awesome.
That? Yeah, I love that area. I love Rochester, love Buffalo. Obviously went to Syracuse. That was my master's and spent a good year plus there. So I love the area, and it's such an honor to go back to Syracuse. But now I will say I feel like my stress level is going up. Yeah.
just stay on the country roads.
Okay, great. That won't take a long time. I appreciate it. Have a good day on Monday, Jim.
Thank you. You too.
Let's talk to Doug, who's in Georgia. Doug, what are your solar eclipse plans?
Hey, sweet girl. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Hey, after the last call, I'm like, oh, I love you so much more. Because, listen, my dad went to Syracuse University.
Did he?
He did back in the 50s. He took language school. Mm-hmm. It was with the Air Force, and I'm really going to get into all that. But about 6 years ago, and I used to live in North Carolina. There was a full-on solar eclipse, and we all stood out there and with the CVS door, got the little sunglasses and the little things, and watched. And like my 11-year-old daughter goes, "Dad, what's the point?" I said, I mean, I don't guess there is one. We're just staring at the sun. Hopefully we don't go blind. Look, but it was cool. And you saw the whole plexus of the sun moving over the moon.
Yes.
But it was just like, and she goes, "Is that it?" I go, "That's it."
Well, I do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's neat. I'm excited about being there. In fact, I was planning on being in place in Syracuse in time to watch it. So I may have to adjust my departure time, but I do want to see it. I mean, producer Jay got me some glasses for my birthday, so I've got the total solar eclipse glasses.
You've got to have them because you're staring right at
the right, of course. Well, I learned my lesson the last time because I tried one of those makeshift viewers through a box. It did not work, even remotely. I tried a cereal box. It didn't work. So he got us glasses. So I was planning on watching it, but I just wasn't expecting a million people in Western New York. But maybe Syracuse is out of the path.
No, they're talking about that in Dallas, too, and I can't imagine.
Whoa.
I cannot imagine. Listen, I work for a company, a freight company.
Mm-hmm.
They're shutting down in Dallas.
Whoa.
Because they're like, there's no way. We can't even move because there's no way. All these people.
Wow. That's crazy. Well, be safe, Doug.
You too, babes. Take care. Bye.
You too, Squirt. What? Babes. I mean, I get called that now by the hubs, but not generally by people who phone into the radio show. Whatevs. Okay, so I did some Googling, Jay. You ready?
Ready.
I'm so nervous. This is what I get. This is what I get for taking care of my business. I'm thinking starting my class, I've done my prep work, I've got my equipment ready to go, I've done all my emails, I'm hearing from students, they have their assignments. I even worked on my birthday, for heaven's sakes, to get ready, and now this. You should feel my stomach is like, it's all in knots now. On April 8th, 2024, the Syracuse University campus will be directly in the path of totality for a solar eclipse. Jay, I didn't even know that.
I mean, that's cool when you get there.
Right, but what? Oh, no. This means the moon will totally obscure the sun, creating a solar corona, wispy white streamers of gas that radiate out from the sun for a little over a minute at, are you ready? 3:23 p.m. Eastern time. So on campus, it will, in fact, be a minute of a total solar eclipse.
It's going to be everyone outside watching.
Yes, which is great. I don't mind that. Yeah. As long as I'm not in a car, I don't have any issues. The campus is on a hill. There are roads that go through it, but for the most part, you can get on the campus and not have to worry about getting run over by a vehicle. So it's in a good spot. There's plenty of open space. Newhouse, where I went to school and got my master's, has a bunch of open plazas. We used to hang out on those when I was a student. I know students still hang out there. It'll be fine. It's just getting there. So me and the glasses. Wow. I'm thinking instead of leaving at 11:30, which would have given me 4 hours to get there. So I'm thinking, that's plenty of time. I might need to leave at 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning.
You're not going to like my answer. It's rough, but it might be a smarter play.
You know, here's the thing. When I put these glasses on, I can't see you anyway. So go ahead. Tell me what you think I should do. I can't see you. I can't see your face. I can't see. What do you think, Jay?
I think you're probably better off leaving a little earlier and making sure you get up there. And then when you get there, like you said, you have a place you can put your stuff down, maybe take a nap there when you get there. But at least you're there. You know, you'll feel comfortable and happier that, like, all right, I'm here.
Happier, he says. Happier. I'll feel happier that I'm there on maybe, I don't know, a 30-minute nap. I'll feel so happy.
Yeah. I mean, as happy as one can be.
As happy as I can be on a 30-minute nap. Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right, new plan. We got this. We're going to adjust. Circumstances cannot rob my joy at going back to Syracuse and becoming a professor yet again. just happens to be on the day of the solar eclipse. Now, here's the second question. What are the chances that any of my students could give a crap about the class when they've just come through a solar eclipse? My class will start an hour and a half after the solar eclipse.
I think he's going to be talking about the eclipse.
Do you think anyone's even going to remember they have class?
It's the first day. Come on.
It's the first class. Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. I think I told you earlier I made the mistake of bringing up the eclipse to my fourth and fifth graders on Sunday morning at church, mm-hmm. thinking like, oh, no, well, the eclipse, yes, but then the earthquake. And so so the combination of eclipse and earthquake, it was uncontrollable. The energy, the excitement, they all had stories. Some of them didn't feel the earthquake, but had to tell me a story anyway. That was my mistake. It took 20 minutes to get them back to, hey, we're in church today.
I mean, earthquakes, eclipses, some wild
right?
stuff.
It's a good time to talk about peace. Okay, 855-212-4227. We'd love to hear your solar eclipse story. That is for sure. And then on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. We're all going to have a wild story to tell come this time tomorrow. 6 hours, you think? Like double the time?
No, I wouldn't. No.
No.
I don't think so. I honestly think people who are going there or planning to be there are there.
Maybe I should see where they.
Because going there for the eclipse, right?
No.
You're going for work.
I don't even believe in coincidence.
You know how they say the units of the universe giving me a sign? Well, this is literally the universe giving a sign.
A sign that I should leave early? Oh, no. All right, I can do this. It's going to be fine. I've driven in traffic before. What's the big deal? What's the big deal?
Hit the brake a couple more times.
Grab a little extra coffee. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Get to the eclipse part, please. Oh, goodness. I feel like if you can fast forward it to the part about the eclipse, I forgot there's such a run-up to the actual hook line that everyone knows. You guys, this is bad. I've been reading now, and I'm starting to get even more nervous. I'm giving myself heart palpitations over it. But in Syracuse, the eclipse begins at 2:08 p.m. About an hour later, most of the sun is covered. Get this, the light is dimming. Faces and scenery will look faded and eerie. I'm reading this from Syracuse.com.
Why are you trying to scare us?
No, listen, it gets worse. Well, it gets more dramatic. 10 minutes before totality, 3:13 p.m., birds might stop chirping. Shadows grow sharper. The sun becomes a thin crescent.
Birds might stop chirping. Yeah,
no, seriously, they think it's dark. In fact, I think the roosters will start to crow when the moon
like the
moves
most
past.
Ominous thing I've ever heard.
Did you know that the moon's shadow is called the umbra? What a weird word. 3 minutes before totality, if you're on a hill or overlooking a lake, you might see the umbra racing towards you at 2,000 miles per hour. 1 minute before totality, look for what are called shadow bands. Rippling waves of light and dark that can be seen on light surfaces, like a white car or a wall. Well, let's hope I'm not in my car doing what I've told people not to do, which is wearing the eclipse glasses in place of sunglasses so you can see the eclipse.
I feel like you just read a trailer for like a Michael Bay movie.
Not the There's more. Seconds before totality, 3:23 p.m., just before the moon completely blocks out the sun, a few bright rays of sunshine peeking around the moon will look like a diamond ring. Ooh, that sounds fun. They're called Bailey's beads, caused by shafts of sunlight cutting through the valleys of the moon. Jay, that's freaking amazing. Come on.
That is cool.
We need to see photos of that. I don't think my phone, my camera phone's pretty good. I don't think it's going to capture
those. You can get your eyes on that telescope.
Totality! And on the Syracuse.com, it's got an exclamation point. 3:23 p.m., the moon is a perfectly black disk, and all that's left of the sun is the glowing ring of the white-hot corona, which is 1 million degrees. The sun, it's at its solar maximum activity now, so you might also see bright streamers that extend far away from the sun. You can take your glasses off during totality. Oh, the problem is at Syracuse, it lasts 90 seconds. What are the chances that people are like, oh, no, my eyes?
Hi.
All right, here's more. During totality, in addition to seeing the moon blot out the sun, blot, what a great word, you'll also be able to see stars. Venus will appear as a bright white dot to the lower left of the moon. Jay, are you going to wake up early?
Oh, yeah.
Now, what's your totality factor? 97%?
I have no idea.
Pittsburgh's 97%.
I don't know. How can I find out? Is there like a totality factor index I could put my
zip code in? I would think all you got to do is Google Long Island, since that's where Jay lives, Long Island eclipse, and you should be all set. You got this.
Let's see.
Wait, there's more though. Totality ends 3:24:30. Wait, this is Syracuse time. Well, Eastern time. When you see bursts of light coming around the moon again, put your glasses back on.
Just leave them on.
Yes, I'll be leaving mine on. I have no desire to take them off.
So it looks like I have 85 to 90% visibility.
That's pretty amazing.
Not bad.
So it'll get darker, but you won't have stars out.
No, that's awesome.
And maybe not birds ceasing to chirp.
Maybe I'll take a ride with you.
Eerily quiet. Syracuse. Well, only if... No. Well, okay, only if you're driving, because I'm going to be driving on maybe 90 minutes of sleep. Sounds amazing.
If you could see stars in the day or like planets, that's pretty sick. That's cool.
That's sick. Eclipse, I never say sick. Eclipse ends. The eclipse ends when the shadow of the moon moves completely away from the sun. Wow. Here's more about it. Are you, listen to these. These are clickbait headlines. You ready? Upstate New York bakes up total solar eclipse-themed foods like cookie, ice cream, beer, more.
What do they have to do with the eclipse?
Wait. Hold the milk and beer. Central New York's solar eclipse excitement pauses factory lines and speeds up weddings.
It's just 4 minutes of the day.
I'm telling you. Oh, no. Eclipse travelers, beware. 17 miles of the thruway to close for repairs. Great. That's where I'm going
to
be.
That's
just
a good day to
just
repair.
Watch.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
good
a good.
Stuff, yeah.
I mean, how can you work in the dark anyway? No one can drive in the dark. No one can see in the dark. They canceled baseball in the dark.
Let's operate heavy machinery, though.
Oh, no. This is not good. Oh, heavens. Jay.
Is it a sign from the universe?
Here's the crazy part. Because the sun, the moon, the stars have been in the sky, well, in us too, since the beginning of time, since creation. It's always been this way, right? April 8th, 2024. The pieces and the processes were in motion since the beginning of time. This is when it was going to happen based on the Earth and the moon's rotations. Fine. Their orbits. Great. What are the chances that since it's been in motion long before the beginning of time, it would happen on the same exact day that I start my second ever class at Syracuse? And I'm going into the path of totality. Like, isn't that crazy?
You can't make it up.
The confluence of history and my little bitty tiny role of...
How many times you go there a year? Four times a year?
Four times a year. But never did... Well, I mean, I went to school there. But this is 2023 and 24, my first times ever being a professor. And the very first class of my second run as professor happens on the day that...
Probably
Western
the most
New York
popular spot in the country
is
right
getting
now.
A yeah. total solar eclipse. What are the chances? From the category of you can't make this stuff up. All right, speaking of that, there's no real segue there. We want to hear your solar eclipse stories. I'm freaked out now because I can't believe I'm driving right into it, like the majority of millions of people, and doing it with no intent to go see the eclipse. That was not why. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, we also have a national championship on Monday night. I don't know if anyone cares about that, but UConn, at least not right now, UConn and Purdue, one seeds. One is looking for its second consecutive title, so a repeat champion versus a redemption champion. Oh, see, how about that theme? UConn and Purdue. We'll look at it coming up. And then top of the hour, back to the women's championship. Can't wait to see the viewership numbers, considering that UConn and Iowa on Friday night, a Friday night, garnered 14.2 million viewers on average. Most ever for a tournament game. Actually, most ever for a tournament game, men's or women's. So it's continuing to set records, which is incredible. Okay, I'm breathing. It's okay, I'm breathing. Here's our latest sports update.
Box breathing.
What do you think he's doing for the eclipse? He's on top of some mountain somewhere.
Something wild, I'm sure.
Trying to look through a cereal box with a pinhole in it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Newton on the left wing, he'll zip it up top to Spencer. Spencer drives right side, fades away at the elbow shot. No, clinging offensive rebound. Left to right with one hard dribble and he lays it in. UConn by 10, 71-61. Up top to Klingon, he'll feed it back to Newton. Newton bouncing to Klingon. Right into the rim, two-hand flush, and maybe the cherry on top for UConn. 10 to shoot, skip up top. Spencer will launch a three, and he'll hit. Board. Danny Hurley showing three more to the crowd. 86-70. UConn on the way to the title game.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It was just a few weeks ago that we spoke with sophomore Alex Caravan of the defending champion UConn men's basketball team. And he's continued to play a big role in the Husky success as they are now just one win away from becoming the first repeat men's champion since 06-07 and the Florida Gators. And he told us then, in the wake of the selection show, that as long as UConn sticks with its identity, the Huskies will take care of business. And I'll be darned if they haven't done exactly that. And he was answering questions about the identity following the victory over.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Alabama on Saturday evening.
We just stay true to our identity. It's something that the coaching staff preaches every day. If we just focus on the defense and the rebounding, then, you know, everything else can go our way. And it really starts on the defensive end with us. We can get out in transition. And then offensively, we're just so unselfish. And, you know, we'll pass up good shots or great shots. We just have so much trust in one another.
It's body blows. It's body blows. It's, you know, continue to guard, continue to rebound, execute our offense. And then eventually there'll be a breaking point opportunity, you know, that will present itself, especially in this tournament for us. We've just played so well.
And that's exactly what happened against Alabama. It was the defense, especially the interior defense against Bama in the second half, that allowed UConn to pull away. Kevin Kugler with the call there on the NCAA radio network from Westwood One. And Klingon, he was a monster in this one. Now, against Zach Edey, it's going to be different. Klingon gets up and down the floor very well. He's much more mobile than Edey, but Edey is stronger and bulkier. And NC State ran guys at him as much as they possibly could. It didn't do a darn thing. And DJ Burns, he was so exhausted from trying to defend Edey, got into foul trouble that he really was ineffective. So Donovan Klingon versus Zach Edey. Now, here's one way that I think UConn can gain an advantage, though I don't know that Purdue will buy into this. But if Klingon, who does every now and then shoot a three, but Klingon, who can roam around the offensive end of the court, not just try to post up in the paint. You're not going to move Zach Edey. But if he can get Zach Edey moving around and get him to work hard, Klingon is a little quicker. He's carrying less weight. He's really mobile. So that's one advantage he may have against Edey. Here they are now, UConn. One win away from history. 18 points, 5 rebounds, 4 blocks for Klingon against Alabama.
You know, everyone came to UConn to try to be a part of history, and, you know, we're one step closer to our goal. But none of us in this locker room are satisfied, and we know we have a lot of work to do. We have a big matchup on Monday.
Yes, yes, yes. And we're just hours away. What's the bigger story, the solar eclipse or the national championship? There's a lot of Americans who have no idea that the men's national championship takes place on Monday evening.
I think all the Airbnbs in Phoenix are sold out.
And the opponent will be the Purdue Boilermakers. Really excited for them, for Matt Painter, for this shot at redemption. So you have a repeat story or a redemption story. Yep, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it, baby. We get the repeat of UConn, or we get the redemption of Purdue. And that is a year after losing to a 16 seed. That happened last spring. Purdue is on the cusp of winning a national championship. And so, of course, you hear from Zach Edey. You hear from Fletcher Lawyer. This is about burying the demons. It's about making your failure a foundation for what could potentially be a championship.
It's a really big deal, but obviously we still have a game to play. No one's celebrating right now. We're going to keep locked in and keep focusing on these games plans and get back to work.
It's everything we've worked for, everything we've thought about, a lot of late nights, can't even sleep because you're thinking about it. It's been tough, but we fought, and we're going to keep fighting. We got 40 more minutes till we're national champs, so we're going to push everybody as far as we can, and we're going to play as hard as we can.
I like that from Lawyer. We have 40 more minutes until we're national champions. Purdue versus UConn coming up. Because it's Arizona and it's Pacific time, well, it's Mountain time this time of the year. No, it is 3 hours. Yes, my fault. It's Pacific time because of Arizona not changing its clocks. Rebels. The rest of the United States, or most of the rest of the United States, changing its clocks. So that means we're 3 hours ahead on the Eastern seaboard. So the Connecticut Husky fans, a lot of them in New England, they're going to have a late night. So you've got the eclipse on Monday, and then you've got the championship for New Englanders. I'm wondering how many UConn Huskies fans just said, I'm out. I'm taking Monday off, or taking Tuesday off, right? So work Monday, but take Tuesday off.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Congratulations to the Alabama Crimson Tide, who make their first ever Final Four in their school history.
We just told each other, we made history. It didn't end the way we wanted to, but we can't hang our heads on this season. And we just got to kind of use this game as motivation going into next year.
Our friend Grant Nelson, who joined us after Alabama went to the Elite Eight and was then one win away. So really excited for the storylines we've gotten out of both Final Fours. From South Carolina, now an undefeated national champ. Talk about redemption. A matchup again with Iowa, though this time the Gamecocks prevail for the women's title under Dawn Staley, her third, their second in 3 years. And now we've got either a repeat story or a redemption story. I just saw this on Twitter. Producer Jay, are you ready? Martin wants to know if I can fly to Syracuse. He's nervous for me, too. Well, that might be an even worse idea, considering that I'd be flying at the same time that the eclipse would be taking place. Nope. I'm just going to have to suck it up. Oh, no. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. 1 hour ahead here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.